All right, I'm going to start over with question 14. And I can't see anything. It doesn't matter. You guys can still see what's going on in the room. Well, somebody cleared the room, I guess. But number 14 is, what is God's invitation to those who have accepted his truth? And the answer, of course, was again Acts 22:16, which says, And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. And like I was saying, if I can remember here, every one of us know before we met Christ how we, you know, broke his commandments and whatnot. And we also need to know that when his law was made known unto us, we not only became enlightened by the truth therein. And this is one of the reasons, by the way, why the enemy of souls does everything he can to make it look like the Ten Commandments have been abolished at the cross. Because when you look at that mirror, that, James 1, chapter 1, verses 23 to 25 says this, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his face, or his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. And so, that's what Satan doesn't want us to see. Because I remember when I first looked into the Ten Commandments, even though I had been a Christian, I thought, for 10 years. Well, I was, but, you know, because the Lord winks at our times of ignorance. And so you can't look at a Sunday keeper as hellbound human, you know. Even though some of them have pretty bad fruits, you don't know their hearts. And so we have to go by, you know, just doing that which the Lord moves us to do anyway. We're going to, because, you know, since we can't read hearts, we can preach to the atheist just as easily as we can preach to the or share our faith with the Christian who claims to be a Christian that we know is a Sunday keeper or one that smokes or drinks or swears or, you know, watches, you know, Hollywood movies or whatever the case may be, or eats the unclean foods. Because they, like the old saying goes, but by the grace of God, there go I. You know, because many of us, myself included, still don't know it all. That's why I can't understand some men that claim to be doctors of divinity. How on earth can you claim to literally know it all, but yet you can't walk on water? You can't raise the dead, heal the sick, or anything. And the scriptures do declare quite openly that we're going to be studying the Word of God for all eternity. That's one of the amazing things about the Bible. I've been reading it 32-some years, and every time I go into it, including this morning, I come across things I never noticed before. Every morning. That's why I can't wait to get on the couch or on the chair or whatever and start bouncing away reading the Word of God. That's why I kind of rock back and forth when I read. But it helps me concentrate and focus better. When we refuse to forget God's law and continue in it and be doers of the law and not just hearers only, no matter what the consequence, like I was saying a minute ago, or well before the microphone messed up, we end up leaving the churches that we know are fallen. That's why all of us left either the SDA church or the Sunday-keeping churches. And then we get a better job because, like, the boss says, you got to work on Sabbath, you know. I says, all right, well, see ya. And that's what it was. I was talking about the booklet that I handed to a brother in the faith many years ago who was dealing with this. And it was amazing because I wanted to have his testimony put in the booklet as well, even though I'm not the one that published the booklet. But it helped him greatly because he ended up to do like the others in the booklet did. And just to summarize what the booklet was about, it was just a bunch of short testimonies. And it was a dinky little booklet, as big as your hand, about half the size. Well, the palm, just no fingers, just a palm, a tiny little booklet. And it had, I think, 10 testimonies in there about people that were told, That found out the truth about the Sabbath as Sunday keepers with jobs, and how when they either quit their job or somehow the Lord moved in a way where they were promoted in a way where they didn't have to work on Sabbath or something like that, and how they were overwhelmingly blessed. And this guy, which was a shocker to me, I don't know, some of you, Sister Mary might remember him because she's been with us since day one. His name was Sabbath Keeper in the Room, giant bold letters. This is back when we had we were using handles, you know, instead of first names. And he owned a business where he had a mall, like a storefront in a mall. And if you close your doors on any day of the week, they'll fine you. Oh, big time, too. like $3,000 to $5,000, and he got hit with $5,000. But he noticed, and that was his busiest day of the week too. See how the devil works? Not only did he close the doors on that day, but Sunday became his best day of the week, and it was triple the amount, which means he could easily pay the $5,000 fine every week and still have twice as much as he would have made had he kept it. And so much so that he actually opened up a store outside the mall. And then he eventually left the mall altogether, obviously. So the obedient and honest child of God won't look for excuses or even play that they are ignorant of God's law so as to continue in sin. Because, you know, a real child of God is not going to do that. But, you know, be it Sabbath breaking or any other commandment of the Lord, in fact. I mean, because when you break one, you've broken them all. I mean, I actually did a video on that. So in the serious and honest child of God comes to the Lord seeking salvation, they truly are baptized in the Lord, and their sins truly are forgiven, because by faith, the newfound babe in Christ pleads the atoning blood of Jesus Christ, and because of their faith and honest obedience can truly experience the heaven-sent pardon for their sins. And yeah, you're still going to sin afterwards. We all know this. 1 John 1:9 is clear. And that's where the word iniquity comes in. And so we are forgiven there as well. Praise his name. And as it states clearly in 2 Corinthians 5:17, they have become one with Christ and therefore a new creature. And that means old things are passed away. Behold, all things were become new, right? And so let me see if I can get this in hand. We might go, you know, 5 minutes over because of the microphone issues. But number 15 says, or the question is, in what did God speak to Elijah? Okay. And before reading the passage that answered the questions, let's read what the study notes say first. And it says this: not all voices can be trusted. Beware of voices which contradict the scripture. The voice of the Spirit to our conscience will never differ from the teachings of the Bible. He speaks to us through the Bible. Jesus said, he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that he shall speak, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. John 16:13-14. So, and then it goes on. The Holy Spirit comes to forcibly impress upon our minds the word of God. Never will he direct us any other way. You know, this is very good advice as we can see how most Christians do not follow it. This is why there are over 40,000 different denominations in the world. And Roman Catholics actually like to puff up their chest on this one, because they all say that we should all go back to Rome, because look what happened when you left us. You guys got all scattered and messed up. It says, no, every single solitary one of those denominations is just a spin-off from Roman Catholicism. They all have fruits of it. The devil used Catholicism to generate that ball of confusion that can go on forever. So, but if the people would go into the Word of God, which, as we read, can be a still, small voice tugging at our hearts, the world would be a far better place, and there would be many more strong Christians walking this earth. But because most refuse to stay in their Bibles, they are led to trust in their own. All right, for those of you listening to this recording, that hiss you...